Ever since that morning you went away, people have been talking, and here's what they say. She's found someone else who's richer by far. She's got all his money and his long black shiny car.
So you got the preacher, and we got a special guest here today, Mark Harmon, infamous for Restless fame, as it were.
Infamous. They've all got an infamy.
Yeah, and his new band, Looseness. Welcome to the show, Mark. And we're at Dingwalls in Camden, where Mark Harmon and of Restless fame is playing with his new band, Looseness. I hope I got that right.
You've got it right.
So how long has Looseness been together?
Well, we're still yet to rehearse, actually, so we're not officially together yet until we've done our first rehearsal.
But you got MySpace, sorry.
I know. I thought I'd get that out there just so people didn't forget about me.
Okay.
But the actual band, we've done three gigs now, so we're on the road.
I would say you're in probably the most successful rockabilly, or you keep on calling it neo-rockabilly band ever. Restless. And I know you started out with your brother and a guy called Ben Cooper. And it was many years ago, and I think it was, what was it, 27 years?
It was 1979, actually, when we first got together.
Wow.
As a band, so that was we've been going through 3 decades now.
So can you tell me a bit about how it started?
Well, me and Paul, my brother Paul, we always played rock and roll. We always loved people like Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry and, you know, regular stuff and everything. And Ben came down from London because they deported him for stealing and stuff. And he was a rockabilly, and no one had ever seen a rockabilly before, so I've got to give him that much, even though we did co-found the band together, Ben, me and you. It wasn't just you. I've got to get that in there.
I could see some politics there.
But I think the truth of the matter is there would have been no Restless without Ben and no Restless without me. So the
idea of the show is to play some of your early tracks,
okay,
and then lead into the Looseness stuff,
okay,
that you're
that's
currently
a lot.
Doing.
You've got a long way to go there, 30
yeah,
years
yeah.
to come.
I'm not saying to go all the way through, but at least we can pick maybe 10 tracks.
Okay, yeah.
And then cover your history and the band.
I've been drinking with a new girlfriend. Well, Jeannie, Jeannie, take a ride with me. My Cadillac's up on the road, and yes, it's all in news. Well, it's on TV, and the rain's past due, and the telephone's at 10:00. I'm on the go, I'm alone, and I'm all alone. But boy, I'm a happy man, 'cause I've been drinking. She goes out and spends all my money on you.
So do you remember when the first time you played with Restless? When was your first Restless gig?
Yeah, very first gig was a place called Springland Social Club, which was just down the road from where we lived, actually.
Isn't it funny? It's always social clubs.
Always
or
a
working
social club. Yeah, and we didn't get paid for that either. But once we started playing, all the neighbours came out, and then they kept us playing all night. I remember that much. The next gig wasn't so good, but the first one was a cracker.
So how did it lead on from then? You know, I mean, Restless brought out a number of albums on Nervous Records, and you went on and on and on, and it and when was that highlight period? When did you get to a point where you went, you know, excuse my language, but
can you swear on the show?
Well, we're going to swear. It's going to be an explicit thing, I'm afraid, this show.
Well, I don't swear. I'm very religious.
All right. Well, anyway. I'll be cutting that out.
Right. Yeah, as you say, we plodded along. Things started happening really for us in the mid-80s when we started hitting the independent charts and stuff. And, you know, we were doing TV shows, radio shows, and touring a lot around Europe and everything. So I'd say that was probably the highlight. But after that came the really big tours, which was also great for me. I loved doing all that. We did the tours of Japan and Europe and Australia and stuff like that.
It must have been amazing. I mean,
it was
to get
great.
Onto that bandwagon and that trip.
It was great. We made a lot of friends. There were a lot of other bands, young bands out there doing it at the same time. There were a lot of youth in the scene. It was a really good time. It was a great time.
Listen up, I'm on a Benson Black Shadow, pushing 95 on a dead road. Slowly, my headlights on artificial moonlight. Sun's coming up and it's almost daylight. Engine drone, I'm all alone, and I begin to wonder if I'm ever gonna get home. What was that? Trouble on my back. I'm up to 120 and I'm skidding off the track, and I got no hole and I'm out of control. I says, hey, Mr. Boss Man, save my soul. It's too late, I'm flying toward the ridge, but I only just missed that goddamn bridge. I'm on the rock and roll train. 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 I'm never coming back again. Oh, well, I'm all aboard the rock and roll train, yeah.
Hey, hey!
What's all this? When I came to, I was waiting at a station, covered black and blue. I finally found the guard, he says, listen to me, son. And you bought a one-way ticket to oblivion. All aboard, ready to partner with you. And this is gonna make your dreams come true. Energy, Roy, Johnny, Bill, Hank, Cliff, Buddy, who's who, rock and roll music power. No call, looking for the king, and then I heard him say, well, I'm the Mississippi Flash, and I'm the driving this thing. Well, that's it, I'm sold, it's plain to see. We're gonna rip it up for eternity. I says, I'm on the rock and roll train. I'm on the rock and roll train. I'm on the rock and roll train. I'm on the rock and roll train.
I know Loose Moose is a new band, a new project, but you know, have you got any people approaching you yet to sign you and start recording?
Oh, we're already signed. We've already got.
So who you sign with?
We've got a record deal with Crazy Love from Germany, who handles like more of the psychobilly side of things. But you know, he's known about Restless obviously over the years, and he jumped at the chance to put the record out for us. He's a very nice guy, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
I can see why the psychobilly scene would pick up on Loose Noose as well.
Yeah, I guess you know it's the same old Restless syndrome really, where I kind of sit on the fence and we play country, we play rock and roll, we play rockabilly, we play a little bit of psychobilly, and it's just all wrapped, bit of blues, it's all wrapped up in one thing for me. So
I know we're actually here in the green room of Dingwalls. For those who are listening, nice, there's actually a club going on right next door.
And everybody's dancing and going mad.
Everybody, you know, what did you get into? How did you get into it? What were you influences from? Was it the parents?
Well, it's funny you should say that. Yes, it was. It was mainly Dad being a musician himself in the 50s. He played guitar and played in a lot of skiffle bands and rock and roll bands, and also did the same in the army, and sang with the Beatles on stage in Hamburg at the Top 10 Club, believe it or not.
Wow.
And so he's got a story to tell there. But Mum had all the Elvis records. She collected them all. She had all the original 56 English HMV releases, which I now own. Hello, boys! Are you pissed?
That's right.
Rob Tyler's here if you want to ask him a few questions.
One question, go.
Rob Tyler's just walked into the room.
Gatecrash interview. Rob Tyler, gatecrash interview. Yeah.
Does it sound right up front?
And another member of Restless.
A member being the operative world.
So, did he want to join in?
No, I don't want to join in.
You don't want to join in?
Oh. Okay.
Well, mate.
So Rob Tyler is leaving the building.
I'm making with the mind.
Mouse stayed at my house over the weekend, and we were talking about the Space Cadets that he's in, and you used to play in, apparently. Yeah, and he told me that you actually played for Red Hot and Blue at one point.
Well, yeah, people say, did you once play for Red Hot and Blue? And I say, well, actually, I played for Red Hot and Blue for over 10 years, and I really did. But people don't remember me. It's really strange.
Where did he play? I remember Ashley and the Twins, but where did he go?
After Ashley, when Ashley left and went to America, I took over then. I played for a few years then, and then Pascal took over because I was too busy with Restless. Then Pascal left and I came back.
So for those who don't remember Ashley, it's Ashley Kingman who plays with Big Sandy now.
Great guitarist, lovely
Fantastic
guy.
Fantastic guitarist, really nice guy. We've heard about the Space Cadets, we've heard about Restless, we've heard about Red Hot and Blue, and Loose Snooze. What other bands have you played in?
I played for Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang, you forgot him. This is the guy who I had my biggest ever hit with, and we got into the national charts in 1981 with his rockabilly version of Tainted Love. You must remember that. Yeah?
I remember that.
Yeah.
And in fact, if listeners listen to The Mouse Show, and anyone who bothered to listen to The Mouse Show on my podcast, they'll hear that track, which is the first track.
Oh, there you go.
So we play that as the intro to the Mouse
Show. I still think that's a great record. I was only 17 and he was only 18 when we did that. And I was still working in a factory. I just left school. And I was listening to it as I was making these Jubilee clips in a factory, listening to that record on Radio 1.
What, Gloria Jones?
No, the actual Dave Phillips one.
Dave Phillips?
Yeah, we'd recorded it and it had gone into the charts while I was still working in a factory. As soon as it went on Radio 1, that was it, I left. To pursue a rock and roll career. Look at me now.
There was a bottle, there was a bottle, there was a bottle on the beach. The label told me open, I lost my sense of speech. I had a funny feeling, I'm too open, it was loud. It hit me with a rhythm that I listened to all night. Listened to all night. There was a bottle, there was a bottle, there was a bottle on the beach. Rock! Well, when I finished listening, I took the bottle home. I thought about the money and I jumped on the phone. After talking to the press man for not so very long, I went with Best of Bottle and found that it had gone. There was a bottle, there was a bottle, there was a bottle on the beach. The label told me open, I lost my sense of speech. I had a funny feeling that the open it was dry. It hit me with a rhythm that I listened to all night. Listened to all night. There was a bottle, there was a bottle, there was a bottle on the beach. Let's go! It was a bottle, there was a bottle, there was a bottle on the beach. The little door we opened, I lost my sense of speech. I had a funny feeling that the open it was dry. Hit me with a rhythm that I listened to all night. Listened to all night. It was a bottle, bottle, bottle on the beach. Bottle, bottle, bottle on the beach. Bottle, bottle, bottle on the beach. Bottle, bottle, bottle on the beach.
Getting on to Loose News, which is your latest project. What's next for Loose News? You talked about a recording and a record deal, and so what's going on
next? Next thing is to finish up the album. We are, I was joking with the audience when I said it's going to be out in about 4.5 years. We're actually 2/3 of the way through it, and I should finish it up this month. And then we're playing the Rockabilly Rave, and then we're off to Japan for a tour of Japan. I'm really looking forward to that. It's been a long time since we've been there. I think we're going to go down really well there. They kind of appreciate us. So that's the next. I can't think any further than that. But we have gigs throughout the year, so you have to check out the website.
Apparently, you just flew in from Europe today. Is that correct?
No. Who told you that?
I was told by Mouse that you were coming from somewhere.
I actually drove in from Suffolk.
Yeah. Okay.
We flew back from Vegas last. Was it last
that
week?
That was
week
it.
Before, yeah.
Vegas. That's it.
Hot off the plane from Vegas.
How did Vegas go for you?
It wasn't great for us, actually, to be quite honest with you. It could have been better if we'd have been in the main hall, but so much going on there. They put us in the hall downstairs where it wasn't so well attended.
You mean Tom gave you a bum spot?
Tom gave me a bum spot, but he did give us a great spot last year with Restless to say goodbye to everyone, and that was a great gig. So, you know, once we built up the name for Loose News, you've got to do that first before you play the main halls, and so we're quite happy with that.
The devil's got a hold on me. 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 Devil's got a hold. Devil's got a hold on me. Devil's got a hold. Devil's got a hold on me. Yeah.
The big question is, how can people find out more about the new band? You know, have you got a MySpace?
Yes, MySpace page is the one to go to find out all the information about Loose Noose.
So it's myspace.com/loosenoose.
No, Loose Noosabilly.
Loose Noosabilly. And
for those
listeners who can't find it, if you look up on my friends in my MySpace, myspace.com/the_preacher, if you look under my friends, you'll find Loose Noose there, and you'll be able to contact
all the info there. Yep.
Still involved with, I see Nervous has still got a website. Are you getting any royalties out of that? You're going down that road.
It's a bit personal, isn't it? Nervous, I bet, are the only company who ever regularly paid me my royalties, so I can't take anything away from
Roy. That's
Roy
fantastic. I'm only a small podcast, so hopefully they won't charge me anything.
No, you'll be okay. It's all good advertising. You'll be able to buy all the stuff. I can point you in the right direction from the MySpace page. We have a 4-track CD coming out on a Japanese label called On The Hill Records in preparation for the Japanese tour, and then when we get back home the album should be just about due for release.
People buy the old Wrestler stuff from Nervous?
Get all the old Wrestler stuff from Nervous or Howard at Raucous Records.
People will be able to buy from your MySpace, Loose Noose MySpace, the new Loose Noose tracks.
I won't be selling from the MySpace page,
okay.
But I'll point them in the direction. You'll be able to get it from Crazy Love, Nervous Distribution, Howard Raucous Records. They'll all be doing it.
I mean, some of your older stuff sells on eBay for outrageous prices.
Yeah, it's incredible. I saw a Why Don't You Just Rock go the other day for 25p. There's no way it could be worth that.
I mean, the song that I remember really well, and I think everybody remembers well, was My Baby is a Hot Rod.
Oh.
And I think that's probably the most played club record.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I didn't know
it's
that.
One of the most played club records in rocking clubs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Knew that?
I thought it was a rare Wrestler's track, and I'd put it in the set tonight because no one would notice. It was a Wrestler's one.
short black dress with a high heel shoe. Fishnet city breaking all the rules. Talking about a woman with a wild bone boots. Pedal on the middle, don't set me loose. 125 on the wide highway. Oh, mama won't see my wedding day. I gotta keep driving, come what may. I don't care what the people say. My baby is a hot rod.
I know you've had a long career, but you know what's been the most memorable point in that career? There must have been a point in at a gig or an interview like this.
It wouldn't be this one.
It wouldn't be this one. Okay,
right,
that's fine,
Mr. Preacher.
I could take it on the chin.
Mr. Preacher, I've got to tell you, this is going to sound really, what's the word, smolshy and stupid and sentimental and all that crap. But one of the reasons I got into like rock and roll was because I wanted to go out and find myself the perfect woman. What better way to do it than get on stage and do your Elvis bit, right?
That is it.
And I travelled the world looking for this girl. I really did. I travelled the whole world.
Did you find her?
I did. I gave up. I came home, found her. She lived in the same town as me. So I didn't need to get into a rock and roll band in the first place. Jane's the name. Yeah. I could have been a brickie and found her. Do you know what I mean? So it just goes to show you. It's just around the corner. Hang in there. It's been great. I'm sounding drunk now and I've only heard a bottle.
She was a rose among the soft grass. She was a beauty rarely seen. Well, I was hypnotized, I was paralyzed, and I was only 17. She broke my heart in minutes before I even knew her name. Well, she built me up and then she pulled me down. I didn't want to play those games. Catarina.
when the cracks began to show. Love grew old and my heart went cold, and now it's time for me to go. So I'm leaving in the morning, I'll be waiting for too long, and I'll be on that hound out of Memphis town before she wakes and finds me gone.
I just want to say thanks for coming on the show. I know you've got to get to a gig now and you've got to play, and it's a great honour because you know you're one of the most famous neo rockabilly stars.
One of the most famous fools out there. I know what you're saying.
And it's great to have you on the show and great to listen to your music.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure it's a great pleasure for the audience who listens all over the world, from Japan, the US, Europe, and the UK. And it's been fantastic to have you on the show, Mark.
Thank you very much, mate. I do appreciate that, and I hope you enjoy the live set. Hi, this is Mark Harmon. You're listening to The Preacher on your Hillbilly Radio.